You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Of all biographies ever written, hardly any could contain more lying, corruption, pain, violence, bloodshed, and tragedy than the biography written to describe the life of the infamous Russian Tsar, Ivan the Terrible. Ivan was born nearly 500 years ago in 1530, the same year the great Reformation document was signed, the Augsburg Confession. In his scholarly biography entitled Ivan the Terrible, the French writer Henry Troyat wrote that on August 25, 1530, Alina Glinskaya gave birth to a healthy son with strong lungs. It is said at the moment Ivan was born, a roll of thunder shook the heavens and lightning struck the Kremlin. The court soothsayers concluded that a great ruler was born. 10 days later, Ivan was baptized at the monastery of the Holy Trinity. But in spite of his gallant entry into the world, and in spite of his religious roots, Ivan the Terrible grew up to be one of the most ruthless tyrants ever described in the pages of history. As a child, Ivan would take small animals up several flights of steps to a window high above the ground. He would then twirl the helpless critters above his head. He would let them fly and fall to the ground, only to twist in pain and die in misery. Later, as a teenager and crowned leader of Russia at the age of 17, Ivan would ride full speed through the streets of Moscow, occasionally whipping subjects in the face, only to enjoy seeing those he had struck writhe in pain. Later, young Ivan the Terrible would at random request the heads of servants and others just to remind himself of the power he possessed. What went wrong? How could a child raised within the Kremlin walls in the house of a famous family turn out to be such a monster? Almost without exception, those who have studied the situation have concluded that Ivan the Terrible was the natural product of a very unsettled home life. His father died while he was very young, and his mother was left to raise the children. Those who helped his mother were hardly ever honest. In this situation, where young Ivan experienced scheming, bickering, conniving, and even murder almost every day, one could hardly expect, could you, anything except the ruthless, animalistic monster that Ivan turned out to be? And so now, faced with these facts of history, and seeing the violent fruits of an unhappy home, this information should provide a lesson and a warning for our generation. The children of our broken homes today will most likely not end up as czars of Russia. But some of these children, now being raised in more and more broken and unhappy homes, may certainly rise up someday soon and pronounce a curse of terror on the permissive society which has produced them. For this reason, we single out and salute today those mothers who have worked so tirelessly and sacrificed so willingly so that their children might be brought up not as Ivan the Terrible, but to fear and love God and to be loyal and responsible citizens of their country. Oh, let us also announce clearly the word of God, which proclaims unequivocally, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." And so you women and you mothers, yes, even you grandmothers, your special role in society is not a product of evolution. God has created you, and He has entrusted you to a special mission, a crucial task of bringing children into this world and thereby shaping our entire society by the type of love and training you provide for the Lord's little ones. On this day, we raise you women up as special. We remember you in our prayers in church and in our homes. And we want you to know that without you, life would not only be difficult, it would be entirely impossible. Oh, the Bible speaks of the blessing that God in His grace will provide on Judgment Day to those Christian mothers who have labored so lovingly to support His wonderful creation. So if you today serve as a homemaker and a mother, and if you sometimes feel that no one cares about or appreciates your work, then always know that your Heavenly Father is greatly pleased to see you serving Him so faithfully. For a woman who fears the Lord, the Bible says, she shall be praised. In our generation, motherhood is not always appreciated as it should be. One mother wrote a column for Newsweek magazine, and she said, "Mothers today have reached a new low status in our society, a society which is obsessed with professional and certified expertise. The glory of motherhood," she said, "has today been given over to other professionals such as pediatricians, psychologists, and social workers. Nowadays, mother no longer knows best. And in fact, we might even say that in many cases, for some people, mother no longer knows anything." Indeed, professional pediatricians have much to offer. They can supplement a concerned mother in her attempt to do her best for her growing family. However, let us repeat, there will never be a replacement for the Christian mother, a key figure in the home who can patiently not only tell of the great love of Jesus, but one who can also demonstrate the Savior's love and forgiveness to her children. Studies constantly show that the religious roots of a child are often greatly affected by the God-fearing attitudes of their mother. Therefore, you Christ-centered homemakers, reassert yourself and reclaim the role that God has given you. Establish in your home an attitude of joy and forgiveness, and make your household a place where when your children are gone, they will look back and say, "I wish I could live my childhood over again." Oh, don't hesitate to hang the symbol of a cross in your home, you mothers, and whenever possible, explain to your children the great sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross when He died for your sins, and how, because of His death, we need never, ever have grudges in our families anymore. In Jesus' blood, every day there is total forgiveness, and every morning we can start over again. Oh, yes, you mothers, let God make you the fountain of peace and joy in your home. And always begin every day with God's loving promise in your heart, which says, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Oh, on this special day, let the people of our nation stand up and honor all mothers. Current trendsetters may attempt to disdain motherhood, and yet liberation leaders' most zealous efforts shall never succeed in belittling the blessed privilege of conceiving life, of carrying the precious unborn, of being part of the miracle of birth, and of rejoicing in the child's first steps, the first words, and the first day of school. What a thrill for a Christian mother to hear her child say the name of Jesus! And where else in the entire world could a loving mother find a more solid foundation than in Jesus Christ? Our ears are gladdened every time we recall the words of Jesus, "Let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Oh, indeed, you mothers, you have been specially favored by God to continue His creation. You have also been positioned now to bring the story of the new creation in Christ to the hearts of your loved ones. Never hesitate to explain again and again that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Even little children understand the acts of washing and cleansing, and let them know that the blood of Jesus Christ, their Savior, shed on the cross of Calvary, has the power to cleanse them completely from all their sins and mistakes. And so then, I suppose it's time we must ask the question, how much is a mother and homemaker actually worth today in our money-oriented society? Numerous court cases have tried to decide this vexing question. Endless lists have been presented to court judges attempting to put a dollar and cents value on the worth of a housewife. Courts have been forced to try to value the many tasks of a wife, including a cook, dishwasher, handyman, washing machine operator, clothing care specialist, assistant clerk, health specialist, secretary, counselor, nurse, chauffeur, bookkeeper, party planner, telephone message taker, tutor, and pet feeder. In desperation, an Illinois court stated that to place a dollar and cents figure on the service of a wife and homemaker would reduce marriage to the lowest common denominator in dollars and cents. A very demeaning thing, don't you think so, to say the least? The court then went on to say that this would also stultify or repress the positive elements of a marriage. Finally, the court concluded that marriage is precious. It is the cornerstone of the family, a relationship that is the fountainhead of all organized society and upon which traditional society depends for its survival. On this special day, then, let us also include in our prayers to the throne of God special thanks for grandmothers of our nation. Many of you grandmothers have served the Lord and our country by being dedicated homemakers, loyal wives, and concerned and loving mothers. You may no longer be able to bring children into this world, and yet the Lord desires to use you in a unique way by positively influencing the lives of countless children around you. If anyone doubts the effectiveness of a grandmother, then let them learn of the news story which originated in Los Angeles and was carried in major newspapers across the nation. A 9-year-old boy lay deathly ill on his hospital bed. Attending doctors had informed the parents that he could die at any time as a result of a brain tumor. Now, in order to make the child's last days and hours as painless as possible, hospital authorities arranged for him to have any wish he might desire. And so, with the help of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, arrangements were quickly completed for this terminally ill child to see his grandmother, something he so desperately wanted. After rapid arrangements were made, the grandmother arrived the next morning, and on the next day, the sick boy began to improve. On Sunday, he was taken off the critical list, and on Thursday, he was taken home. "It is really incredible," a hospital spokesman said. "We didn't expect him to live. We thought he wouldn't make it until his grandmother got here from the airport on Friday. But now he has really rallied. Oh, what love can do," she said. It is real-life examples like this, and there are countless more involving the influence of God-fearing grandmothers, which indicates clearly why dedicated grandmothers of our generation are included in the divine accolade inscribed in the Word of God, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." And may this example also bring new hope to senior citizens, especially grandmothers who now feel they have so little purpose in life and no reason to live. Studies have shown that retirement areas, especially in the affluent Palm Beach, Florida community, there is a very high rate of suicide among its aging population. Those close to the situation admit that this is due, at least to a high degree, to the fact that many of these elderly citizens feel unneeded in our society. But you see, it need not be this way. Grandmothers, if your own children fail to bring your grandchildren to see you, then don't hesitate to shower God's beautiful gift of love of a grandmother unto the other little children around you. Grandmothers, today is your day also, for a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Oh, it is indeed not easy to go up against the popular trends of any generation. To do so, you see, one may well begin to feel like an oddball, or some type of kook, or perhaps a little bit not quite normal. Therefore, when you as a woman or a mother are faced with a decision as to what to do with your life and as to whether to decide to be a homemaker or a career person, always seek the Lord in prayer first. Plead with your loving Heavenly Father and ask Him to help you make these difficult decisions. For when you do this, when you first pray to God about this, then you can be assured of taking the best path. And even more important, you can also live with the promise of the Holy Scriptures, which says, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Oh, many times when nationwide surveys are released, the results are grim and discouraging. But a poll taken by the Weekly Reader recently, after surveying 9 million 4th through 8th graders, should gladden and encourage the hearts of all homemakers and mothers. By far, listen to this. By far, the largest majority of these children stated that their greatest hero was one or both of their parents. And so, mothers, homemakers, and grandmothers, there are many people who love and respect you. You are more important to us and to our nation than you can ever imagine. But the most important thing for you is God's changeless and totally reliable promise that the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. There is indeed more truth than most people realize to the old saying that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. God-fearing mothers are the key to the future, yes, to the survival of our nation. And so today, as this great challenge of motherhood and homemaker settles upon the shoulders of the many dedicated women of our land, there are no doubt many who feel they have been failures. Others, wives and mothers, upon looking back, are certain that they could do better if only they could do it over again. But my friend, this is all part of the past, and that is why the cross of Jesus Christ is so important to the heart of the dedicated mother. Mothers, even if you have made bad judgments in the past, always know that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you from all your failures. Today is a new day. The past is over and done with. With the power that God is offering you, launch out for a new start in your family and home. It is never too late to start over and live every hour of every day that God has given you, trusting completely that He will give you the strength to begin the new life in His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer, shall we? O Lord, please bless all mothers, grandmothers, and homemakers everywhere. Let them know that they are needed, that they are wanted, and that they are loved by many people around them. Most of all, O Lord, let these mothers know of your total pardon from past mistakes and the power that you are offering them in Christ Jesus for a new start and a new joy-filled life. O Lord, we trust you for this. You have said, "The woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." O Lord, finally, grant this praise and this assurance and this joy to all women who are listening today. Amen.